I'm trusting that 2021 is going to be very different than the year we just traveled through. You know, there's something about challenges that make us stronger. The Bible talks about that. When you think about a caterpillar, when it pushes and its wings start to grow, it pushes on that cocoon, and that's what strengthens its wings to fly. And I know most of us didn't want to go through these challenges. Many of us, and many of you, the challenges were far greater than the rest of us. Loss of loved ones and so forth. But I do believe that the Lord is making us stronger because it's in times like that we have to really rest and trust and lean on Him. So I'm truly believing that 2021 is going to offer new opportunities, a whole lot of hope, and we'll be stronger for having gone through the season we just went through. So having said that, I know you're ready to worship. I know I am. Barbara's going to come and read our scripture passage for this morning, taken from Proverbs.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. That was so short, I probably didn't have to sit down. Short but powerful. And by the way, as many of you already know, there are some of the shortest passages of Scripture are the most powerful. It doesn't require to read a whole chapter a day, though if you wish to do that, that's fine. But I always tell people, pause. You know, don't rush through the Bible. You know, think about what you just read. And I think these two verses from Proverbs speaks volumes to us, especially as we begin this new year. As I said in my welcome, 2020 has been a tough year. Regardless of what you or I have been through, looking back, it was tough. And what I hear people saying, and I've said it, and I hear people saying this in conversations at the checkout line at Costco, and I hear it on TV, is thank God 2020 is over. Which tells me that people, even if they're not devout in their religious practices, they too believe that the new year is going to bring some new hope, that the turning of the page is going to open new opportunities for us. And I do believe this new year, this is the first Sunday of the new year, it represents a new beginning. And that's how I see it, and I hope you do as well. Now, I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions that we break 6 days after we make them. But I'm talking about turning to God to ask for help in making this new year full of hope and change. Hope and change. You know, keeping resolutions are difficult to maintain. And I think you all would agree with that. I saw a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, and I'd like to read it. I wish I could display it for you, but let me just read it. Hobbes is saying to Calvin, God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Right now, I'm so far behind, I'll never die. Right? You think about it. There's so many things that we want to do that we just don't get around to doing. And as a new year begins, we start thinking about all these things that we want to do in the new year. And that's good. That's good to place these goals before ourselves. At least give us a roadmap where we could accomplish certain things that we've always wanted to do. You know, Joe Cocker sang a song back in the 60s. And it was off of the Beatles song that Ringo Starr sang, I'll Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. And you know, in many instances, that's true. Many times we do get by because of friends. Our family and friends help us get through certain challenges in life. I know my beautiful wife that's here this morning. It's such a huge congregation out there. I'll tell you who's here. It's Barbara, it's Pam, it's my wife, it's Wendy, it's Martha, and the queens up there in the balcony with the sound and video. But you're all out there as well. And my wife, she's here this morning, has helped me get through so many challenges in my life over the years. And I deeply appreciate that. And as much as I appreciate my wife's help getting through those challenges, there's an even greater help than that. And the Bible tells us our helper is the Holy Spirit that gets us through things in life. John 15:5 says, "Apart from me, you could do nothing." And what the word means is, the me is God. Apart from me, you could do nothing. And yet oftentimes, God is the last person we turn to. First, we may try to do things on our own. I'm stubborn that way. Tough it out. But rarely does that work for the long haul. Right? We could do it for a season. I admit, most of us could get through things on our own for a sprint, but not for the long haul. We may try to garner the help from our friends, our trusted friends and loved ones, and that often helps. But many times, we slip back into trouble again. We may choose to go for counseling. We may read self-help books. Let me tell you, if you go to Borders Books or Amazon, there's tons of them out there, and CDs and podcasts. And I read and listen to and watch. I use all of these things on a regular basis. And they may also help for a season or two. And I'm not against any of the things I just named. But let me suggest a few things to you as we begin this new year that I believe offers a lifelong sustenance of help and strength to get through anything that might challenge us in this new year. Let me start by saying find time for God in this new year, time to get alone and develop this personal and intimate relationship with Jesus. Be intentional about it. Write it down. Make an appointment with God. Place it on your calendar. A time of the day when you can keep that appointment and spend time with God. What do we do when we make an appointment with someone? Let's say a counselor, right? We make that appointment. And we sit down with the counselor and we share our life. We share what we have gone through, what we're going through now, what we're afraid of going through in the future. Well, it's no different when we make an appointment with God. You may be saying, okay, Pastor Chuck, when I go to a counseling appointment and I share, yes, I do, but I get feedback. True, but you also get feedback from God. And I'm not talking about, you know, this deep voice from on high who says, Chuck, this is God, I hear you. No, I'm not talking about that. If we want to know the voice of God, of course we need to pray. In order to hear somebody's voice, you have to be in conversation with that individual. And then we hear God's voice through the Word of God, because God gave us these love letters, these 66 books of the Bible. That's God's voice, too, that will get a response when we spend time alone with Him. I can't tell you how many times the scripture that I read that morning somehow will play into my day. Talking to somebody, chatting with someone, counseling somebody, something that comes my way and challenges me, that scripture somehow will play into my day. It's amazing. You know, my friend who spoke at our church in New Fairfield, and one would say that we shouldn't even be connected because of my past. was Michael Franzese. Why? Because Michael Franzese is not a pastor. He was a former captain in the Colombo mafia family. Now you're saying, oh my goodness, how did you hook up with this guy? But you heard that right. You see, Michael turned his life around, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he became born again, and my wife's probably smiling under that mask. He's a great guy, and once he committed his life to Christ, he then went all the way from being a crime boss in the mafia to sharing with the world what Jesus did for his life. And he travels all throughout the country as an evangelist, sharing his life and how it was changed because of his surrender to Jesus. When I picked him up at the airport to bring him to our church, because he lives in Los Angeles now, and he got to our church, the first thing he said to my parishioners was, "This is the first time I was driven by a cop and I wasn't in handcuffs." Here's the cop, the mafiosa, together, and the common bond was Jesus Christ. Well, Michael recently shared what helped him get through 2020 was discovered in the book of Proverbs. In fact, it was these two verses that Barbara just read. He said, this is what got him through 2020. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. In other words, God will direct your path to get through those rocky waters, those turbulent seas, to navigate through a calmer life. Now, I want to ask you a question. How could you trust in somebody you don't personally know? I mean, trusting somebody with your life? I think Conrad would understand this. Soldiers. You probably missed that, didn't you? Soldiers, police officers, firefighters, Marines, sailors, would know what I'm talking about. When they're in a hot spot, they can trust the person to their left or their right with their life. Their life depends on it. And that's a special bond and a relationship that is rarely developed, but it's developed among that community especially. So if we're going to do what Solomon suggests in this passage of Scripture, that is, to trust in the Lord, it makes sense that we will first have to explore what our relationship is really like with him. If we're going to trust in the Lord, what is our relationship with the Lord as we begin this new year? Is it casual? Is it episodic? Sporadic? In other words, we have this relationship when we're in trouble and we need something, and we turn to God in that time of need, and then once that need is met, we kind of move on with our lives until we need God the next time. Is it like that friend or that relative that only called you when they need some money or they need something, then you get a call from them? My buddy Chuck, I haven't heard from him 5 years, but he needs $200. Or is it a deep relationship when we go to the Lord, not just with our needs list, but we go to the Lord to have fellowship and nothing more, to just have fellowship with God? So I want to ask you a question. Would you get on an airplane if you knew beforehand that that pilot never flew a plane, had no flight experience? Would you get on that plane? Would you step on an elevator that had a record of its cables snapping in the past? Well, I already know those are stupid questions. Of course you wouldn't. We know that pilots go through strict training. They have thousands of hours of flight time. And so we confidently board that aircraft, trusting that pilot's going to get us to the destination. And when we step on an elevator to go up to the 45th floor, we know that those elevators are regularly inspected. In fact, the inspection certificates are right framed in the cabin of that elevator. And so we trust it. Well, our text this morning is telling us trust in the Lord with equal or even greater confidence than boarding an aircraft or stepping into an elevator. God knows what's best for us, and we could lean on God because we trust Him. We can go to God with anything, and He'll always be there for us. To receive God's direction and guidance, Solomon says, we must first acknowledge Him. Listen to this, folks, in all of our ways. That means we turn over our entire life to Him. There are no areas hidden from God. And so as we begin this new year, we need to begin to examine our values and our priorities, those things that are very important to us, and examine what areas of our lives we've not acknowledged God, where we attempt to restrict God from and try to do it all on our own. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I want to tell you, it doesn't work for long. What Solomon is suggesting to us this morning, my friends, make God a vital part of everything we do. If we do that, the Holy Spirit, he says, will guide us in all of our decisions. And let me give you an example. When we are making a decision, sometimes it's a minor decision, but sometimes it's a major decision, whether to quit a job, to sell a house, to move, you know, I mean, some big decisions. When we don't do it God's way, we'll have no peace about it. But when we do it God's way and we confer with God, God will give us peace which passes all understanding about that decision that we're going to make. It works every time. Yes, we can join a gym, folks, and I implore you to do so when things are healthy again. Or we can go on a diet this year. I'm on one now. I'm not knocking it. Those are all good and positive things to do in this new year. But the greatest thing we could do this new year is to trust in God and acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Are you with me? Amen.